This is Long-Term Care Connections for March 4th, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Washington Department of Health is excited to announce the final launch of the new licensing system for all health professionals and facilities on March 24th, but want to alert providers that all licensing and credentialing systems will be unavailable ahead of the launch to allow for system implementation. The freeze will be in place from March 18th until March 24th. If you or an employee has a license expiring toward the end of March, please renew before March 18th to avoid delays, as renewals will not be processed between March 19th and 24th. The Health Enforcement and Licensing Management System, or HELMS, will help create efficiencies, streamline processing, strengthen data access, and reduce paper-based activities. For more information on this new system or on the licensing freeze, visit wa.gov/HELMS. CMS recently updated the long-stay antipsychotic measure calculation to include claims and reports it has identified a subset of residents with a history of schizophrenia that should have been excluded from the measure calculation. The calculation is currently being updated to ensure these residents are appropriately excluded. Additionally, CMS plans to update the cut points used for the measure in the 5-star calculations. It intends to update the data with the Care Compare refresh schedule for April 29, 2026, and providers will be able to see any updates that are made to their ratings in their provider review reports on IKEAs. Facilities are encouraged to contact the SNF QRP help desk if they have questions or believe there may be an issue with their long-stay antipsychotic measure calculation. CMS has recently posted three important updates to its SNF provider enrollment guidance and FAQ document. These updates pertain to the section regarding the suspended application submission due dates for all SNFs, the required 30-day response time for providing additional information to the MAC for providers that have submitted revalidation applications, and a new section regarding longstanding required provider enrollment data. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections for more details and a link to the updated document. WACA has been working to understand the implications of an emerging green initiative, the Organics Management Law, for our member facilities engaged in food and/or meal production. In recognition of greenhouse gas reduction goals under our state's Climate Commitment Act, the law mandates that businesses who generate at least 96 gallons of organic material waste per week, including food waste such as scraps from the storage, preparation, cooking, handling, or serving of food, arrange for waste removal and collection services through their local jurisdiction. If your assisted living or skilled nursing facility is within a Department of Ecology-designated business organic management area, this law could affect you. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections or contact Aiden Swain at waca.org for more information. In this week's grassroots update, there are just 7 days left in the 2026 regular legislative session, and WACA is issuing its final call to action. As the session narrows, we must urge the legislature to reconcile the differences between the House and Senate budget proposals, each of which took strong, though divergent, steps to support the long-term care continuum. Join us in calling on budget leaders to finish the job and bring together the best of both worlds for skilled living and assisted living. Visit the Action Center on waca.org/advocacy to send a message today. In just 2 minutes, you can make a huge impact. If you want to take your advocacy to the next level, call the legislative hotline and leave a message for your district representatives to let your voice be heard, literally. As always, WACA is here to support your advocacy efforts, so reach out to Aiden Swain if you have any questions about how to join the fight in these final days. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program begins March 10th. This signature workshop helps prepare the next generation of leaders in assisted living with practical tools and information they need to excel in their administrative duties and achieve success in their profession. LEAD meets the requirements for Washington State Assisted Living Administrator Training. WACA's specialty training programs are back in March. These intensive training sessions prepare administrators or their designated trainers to successfully pass mandated competency tests. The dementia training will be March 24th to 25th, and the mental health training will be March 30th to April 1st. Save the date for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18th to 20th at the Seattle Airport Marriott. Watch your inbox for the opening of registration in the coming days. We look forward to seeing you there soon. Did you know that as a WACA member, you also enjoy access to trainings, recordings, and webinars through our national affiliate partners? The AHCA NCAL Ed Portal boasts hundreds of resources for assisted living and skilled nursing providers, covering topics such as infection prevention, Medicaid reimbursement, survey and regulatory, and more. They even have a quick CE section where you can find trainings brief enough to meet your busy schedule. Explore the portal at educate.ahcancal.org. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.